You are listening to Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. 20 minutes past 8, it is definitely time to welcome our weekend warrior to help us make sense of what was, as always, a fairly surprising 48 hours. A very good morning, Mr. Anthony Dockrell.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, Nick. The Swans marched over the Saints and the Hawks ate humble pie.
This so can't be a Swans update every single Monday, okay?
Okay, look, well, one of us wants to talk about AFL. The first female field umpire happened on Sunday.
I did not know that. That's great.
Now, there's been female goal umpires for a few years now, but the umpires running around on the field have always been blokes. The game was the Bombers versus the Eagles at the MCG, and Ilani Glufitis, took the centre bounce, and she's broken down another barrier in inequality.
That is quite impressive.
Yeah. Let's briefly talk about the weather. Because, you know, it was meant to be this rainy weekend where we're going to get
torrential.
We're going to get like a month's worth of rain in 2 days. And it was glorious.
It was absolutely amazing. I was discussing this yesterday. I had a friend of mine actually get a call from his landlord saying, the rain's going to be really bad. Do roof checks immediately. And it's like, what?
Well, it was fake news.
It was fake news.
Yeah. Speaking of fake news, Donald Trump was in Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
And winning.
What was he
tremendous
winning, at?
Winning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The best winning?
Yeah. Now, look, I was half expecting him to get off Air Force One and say, hello, Cleveland. But you know, he's actually been surprisingly presidential, even if he's still wearing that long, bright blue clown tie of his. And look, speaking of his clothes, where the hell does he get his suit?
I don't know.
Have you noticed all his suits are so badly fitted?
Well, I assumed he got it with the boys at Lowe's.
But, you know, if you bought that suit from Lowe's, you'd take it back and get a refund. It's just too big. I mean, my guess is that he also buys extra large condoms. But,
okay.
You know, yeah. But look, that last joke actually qualifies me for the next Republican debate. So,
I think it might, actually.
Yeah.
Well
done. Now, look, of course, social media was ablaze with talk about Trump bowing to the Saudi king. The same act Trump lambasted Obama for on Twitter a few years back.
Yes.
Social media likes a good Trump knees up, doesn't it?
It does indeed. I was quite impressed because that particular image you're talking about actually got the ire of Roger Stone, who has been one of Trump's most amazing supporters, who said, and I think I'm quoting, frankly, this makes me feel disgusted. Wow.
Yeah, some interesting things were coming out of that particular trip. Might be worth checking out InfoWars.
Yeah, I look forward to see how they spin it.
Now, look, Australia's very own Dalai Lama spoke on the weekend. Of course, I'm talking about federal MP Peter Dutton. Dutton popped up on the weekend and said that asylum seekers living in our community had to October 1 to apply for refugee status or be deported.
Fake asylum seekers.
It's estimated that 7,500 people will be affected, and refugee lawyers are already slamming this, saying the cutoff date is setting people up to fail. And Dutton, yes, he did say they were fake refugees and people taking the system for a ride. So you can see that these applications will be assessed on a fair and balanced basis.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the Savlabard, otherwise known as the Global Seed Bank in Norway, has experienced an existential threat. Did you hear about this, Nick?
I did.
Now, the seed bank is designed to protect us by protecting all the seeds, you know, so in the event of an apocalypse.
Yeah.
So, you know, like basically after Trump, we still have something to eat is the idea of this place.
Well, after we finish eating Trump, is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah. But unfortunately, last year was the hottest year on record, and the entrance to the seed bank was flooded after the permafrost melted. So there's a glaring design error in the seed bank. The people who designed the bank never thought the permafrost would melt.
It's usually in the name, permafrost.
Yeah, but climate change has thrown a bit of a spanner in the works.
Quite a spanner.
But look, it's okay. After I get off here, I'm going to call the seed bank and tell them that Australian journalist Andrew Bolt has a graph on a piece of paper that shows that climate change doesn't exist.
So everything should be fine.
Yeah, they'll fix everything.
Wow.
And that's the weekend. And Nick...
Yes.
Friday.
Yeah.
Swans play Hawks.
Yeah.
So next time we're chatting, it could be a bit tense.
I might be wearing a scarf. Or maybe you'll be wearing a scarf. There we go. Winner has to wear their team scarf into the studio.
What happens if it's a draw?
There's no draws. I've never seen a draw in my entire life in AFL.
I have, unfortunately.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah. And when the siren goes, you just kind of sit in your chair not knowing what to do.
Does it go to like, oh God, I really have never heard of it.
Yeah.
Bounce? They, golden goal? No, or they just call
they
it
just
a draw?
They just split the points, so they each get 2 points. So it's useless.
Anthony Chockrell, thank you very much.